And finally, trap number three.
Ooh,
it's sprung. I must have caught something. I wonder what it could be. Oh, wait, what? What are you doing up there? You're not a deer. You wasted my perfectly good trap. Do you even know how intricate these traps are to set up? These parts are susceptible to wear and tear, you know. Hey, wait, I posted signs all over the forest to make sure that humans knew there were live traps nearby. How did you manage to get stuck in one? Great. You're as dumb as the game I'm hunting. Here, I'll cut you down. You know, you should be lucky that I found you, and I did, because you are not dressed appropriately for this weather. You were supposed to brace for that. You alright? You can walk that off. I'm just glad that you weren't... Oh, wait. That trap was supposed to kill you. Oh my god. Just imagine how glad I am right now that I messed that one up. Oh boy. Okay. Probably wasn't that funny now that I think about it. Sorry. Yeah. I don't get too much in the way of comedy out here. If it's any consolation, I'm glad that you didn't die in the trap. And I'm sure you're equally parts glad that I am a dum-dum and messed up. Come on, let's get going. I live near here. Huh? Back to your car? Do you know how far this is from any roads? Buddy, I'm getting the feeling that you aren't very, outdoorsy. See how the sky is getting, dark? And the wind is getting, louder? Those are nature's subtle hints that you should walk your underdressed ass to the nearest shelter, preferably as quickly as possible. Ah, look who's finally catching on. Now, come on, my cabin is this way. Cabin, sweet cabin. Make yourself comfortable, I guess. I'll get the fire going, see if I can't get some towels heated up to help you thaw out. Well, you can sit on the couch over there if you like, city slicker. The song? I heard it in passing. I was foraging a little too close to the trails and heard stones being kicked, so hid myself among the greenery. A child and her mother were on the trail and she was holding one of those brick game consoles, you know, like in the shape of a literal brick. I've seen them quite a few times. It was playing that tune. It's been stuck in my head ever since. It went like... But I have no idea if there are actually any words to go with a tune. You city slickers are lucky with your portable entertainment systems. Huh? Oh. Fella, I don't care how far away from the actual city you live. If your first instinct in the middle of a blizzard is to trek to who knows how far back to your car rather than seeking immediate shelter, then, yeah, you're definitely a city slicker. Well, now that the fire is on, time to warm up my little piggies and get these stinking boots off. Well, this is cozy. I don't think I've had company in ages. That's better. These boots have been giving me blisters all week. Hope the couch isn't too small. I usually just use it for lounging. You're not like weird with people being in your personal bubble and like sitting next to each other, right? Don't want to make a guest uncomfortable now. Here, give me your hands and hold them out on the fire. Just do it. Who am I? Aw, come on, surely you've heard of me before. Mysterious hunter living out here in the forest. No one's ever seen them before. Local legend? No? Really? I have to do all my own mismaking around here. I'm the hermit in the hills. We're supposed to be popular local legend. Come on, really? Nothing? Not a peep? A whisper? You know, Babbling Brook or something? Okay. That actually kinda stings a little bit, honestly. I'd hope all those silly little totems I was making out of twigs and leaves would keep the legend alive. Oh? You found some of them? Sweet. I was worried the birds were taking them. I've been trying my hardest to train ravens to give me gifts in exchange of food. Darn things like meat, but it's not easy to come by. Yeah, those birds love meat. Believe it or not, they favored chicken the most. I never really got a farm set up because I was too worried about the health of the animals. As time goes on, I do consider it more, and if the birds ever were to get sick, I would just them. You know? Huh? The totems? What do they mean? What do you mean? I just like making cool little guys out of sticks around the wood. Like little surprise gifts for people. Why would they have to mean anything? Alright, maybe I should check on those hot towels to help warm you up. If you're trying to ascribe some deep meaning into my arts and craft. Here, lie down. I'll warm you up a bit. There you go. Just get good and warm. And relax. So, why were you out here in the first place? Yes, I could see that you were going for a walk, but where? We are nowhere near any of the major trails that run through these mountains. I should know. I avoid hunting near them for a reason. Why were you this far out? You got lost. One second, let me swap the towel. So, you got lost. Which path were you on before that? Yeah, you didn't really think that excuse through much, did ya? You probably suffered some mild head trauma from when you fell out of that trap, to be honest. You really should see a doctor, I suppose, and no, I do not have any medical training. How many times do I have to repeat myself? Blizzard, buddy. There's no leaving the cabin till it clears. Now stop distracting me and tell me the real reason you were out there. You just started walking. Just parked the car and walked. That doesn't seem like it was a very good idea. I mean, we know now it wasn't a very good idea. But even from the start, it couldn't have seemed very wise. Why'd you decide to just start walking? Look, buddy, We both know by now that I'm going to keep drilling down into this until you give me an answer I want. So tell me. I'm honestly starting to believe that you don't really know why you came out here. How about this? I'll explain why I'm out here, and then you can see if that sounds similar to why you are here. Okay? Good. I'm out here because my family despised modern technology and also loved pranking the locals with confusing arts and craft. So they came out here to live in the woods, and now here I am. Hunter, gatherer, extraordinaire, finder of lost weirdos, hermit of the hills. So, do you loathe modern technology? Do you have a passion for collecting sticks and turning them into cool little guys? Or maybe I'm taking a leap of faith here. Do you just not know what you want in life? Did you come to the woods because you wish to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if you could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when you came to die, to discover that you had not lived? Hold for applause. Hey, don't give me that look, city slicker. I'm a hermit, not an idiot. There's lots of time out here to read. And Dad always loved Thorio. Now, does that sound accurate? Here, lift your head up for a sec. Thanks. Or not. That's what I thought. Of course you're trying to find your way. It's as easy to get lost in the world as it is to get lost in these woods. But do you know the problem with identifying with a poem like that? Guys like Thoru went out in the woods with, like, a plan. They knew how to live out here, knew the basics of survival, and knew what they wanted to find here. You didn't have any of that. You had this little glass rectangle that lights up, a coat that wouldn't be able to keep you warm inside of a house, much less out here, a compass made of plastic, and not a clue why you were out in the first place. Buddy, you can't just start walking into the woods without knowing where you're heading. Because then you'll never know if you got there. Yeah, of course I'm right. I'm the frickin' hermit of the hills. I know a thing or two about getting lost, both literally and allegorically. You city slickers always think that just because we don't have electricity that we don't have brains either. Sheesh. Here, let me move you a little bit. Don't worry about it. I'm not trying anything. Just getting comfy for the night. Holding you from behind is a bit more comfortable than sitting up with your head in my lap, you know? Yeah, the night. Do I really have to explain the concept of a blizzard again? I've only just finished raising your body temperature back to not extremely alarming to me levels. And I'm not doing that again. So you're staying with me overnight, and we're curling up on the couch because I need to keep you warm. Looks like you get my folksy wisdom and my body heat tonight. Though, I don't think you're complaining about it either, you sly little city slicker. Just relax, fella. Hermit's gotcha. I'm just running my fingers through your hair to put you to sleep, alright? Do you feel kinda better about the other stuff, though? The just walking into the woods stuff? I'd feel kinda bad if you left here still wanting to do that, you know? You seem too nice to get lost in the woods. Good. I'm glad. You're kind of the first human being I've talked to in, like, at least a year. And I'd hate to have left a bad first impression. Tell you what. Next time you get the urge to do some walking, you just walk yourself to my cabin, okay? We'll get you all sorted out. Maybe we'll make some little stick guys. Or read together. How about that? How's that sound, Mr. Fancy City Slicker? Good. You just come up and find me, buddy. Enough chit-chatting, though. It's time for you to get some sleep, and me as well. You've had a long day out in the woods. Wouldn't you rather a long night in my arms? That's what I thought. Good night, fella. Hey, City Slicker? I'm glad I caught you. Maybe that walk wasn't such a bad idea after all. Cause it led you to me.